Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Another gorgeous day as far as I can see. My phone looks good all the way out.
Yeah,
so.
Felt pretty good coming in.
Yeah, felt fantastic.
What's it, maybe 80 today, maybe?
Yeah, going to the game tonight. And,
nice.
Yeah, it's just, it's so much better. I've been to so many games this year, which I'm proud of and happy that I did. Wasn't like, I you know. Look at me. Just like I just decided to go to more games. I was having fun and went to a bunch of solo games, which I've learned that I kind of love.
I do, too. It's good.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, Janelle likes going solo because she likes keeping scores, doesn't want someone to bother her.
I gotcha.
I don't do that. I would rather go with someone, but I've always been pretty cool solo. Like, I'll go to dinners by myself. I'll go to the theater by myself. I'll go to games by myself. It is because I know I'm not by myself, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could probably, you know, trump someone up, but I dig it.
Yeah. I do a lot of that same stuff, too. I've gone to concerts solo. Just if somebody bails or they get sick or I'm like, well, I'm still going. I'm not going to, like, not go. Baseball games, movies, you name it. I'm not worried about it. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
So I'm pretty good at being a radio show host. I'm a terrible starter. I'm a terrible starter. Unlike Chris and Amy, who do like the top three stories, or 97.1, who you know it's going to be about Trump, and it's going to be, we don't do that. Like, when I say this is happy hour, it's happy hour. And unless you've got a real a-hole in your happy hour group who just starts out like, okay, here's what we're talking about. Like,
I'm sorry.
It's just sort of, you know.
Have you ever seen, I think this woman posted on Twitter mostly, but it's like she keeps track of her dad and his friends when they go to the bar. Her dad will type out a list of topics for them to cover at the bar.
That's really something.
It's very sweet and cute, but and she's on part like, you know, like 200 because they go every week and he always, it's almost like he's doing a radio show and like guiding the conversation.
Yeah.
I always just
that is
was
cute.
Kind of nice.
I'll start here. I got mad at Kevin Wheeler for my first time in my life last night.
That's what I do.
Join the club.
You told me that I'm not drinking water. And I'm drinking water.
This
is
a hydrated man.
Let me start. Let me set the stage. So I said a couple months ago to Amy Mark Scores, because she was the worst person I could think of to say it to. And I was kind of confessing my sin. So I wasn't going to say it to Andrew, like, I haven't drank water in 3 months. He'd be like, whatever, have some pudding.
He'd be like, me too. High five.
Yeah. I'd drink gravy instead of water.
But when I saw the horror on her face, and like everyone, I have my own physical challenges and health challenges, and I don't feel good, whatever. And like, well, start drinking water, stop having dinners from DoorDash, do a little more physically than running real fast to first base once and pulling your leg. You know, like, there are arrows you can shoot, Dave. You're just sitting here on a couch surrounded by arrows you can shoot that you're too lazy to shoot them. So I was proud of myself. I bought a new Stanley Cup. I think it's 34 ounces, 40 ounces, something like that.
That's, yeah, that looks like a 36 or a 40, yeah.
It should say it on the side.
Filled with water and maybe a half an ounce of Crystal Light for flavoring.
And heaven forbid, you should want to have a nice grapey, fruity flavor in your water to just make your day a little better. God forbid. You just want things to be just one nice thing to happen in your day.
Well, that's taking a little far, but
and then we got this one.
I wasn't that mad.
Oh, this one. The one that wants to describe it accurately.
And then we got Mr. Kool-Aid Man over here.
No, that we can be accurate. To be accurate, this is 40 ounces of water and a half an ounce of powder.
Yeah.
It doesn't counteract the water. I'm still getting the water. I'm just getting it with the stuff.
I just thought of the perfect argument.
Do it.
It's going to be so difficult for Wheeler to overcome. So his point was that his Mountain Dew is just water with stuff in it, right?
Right.
Wheels, would you say that Mountain Dew is the same as doing, like, say, a liquid IV?
No.
How is a liquid IV different than a
crystal
light?
Because it's actually built for you to absorb water. It's not built to like, what. A lot of what's wrong with drinking the dews, which is why I don't drink as many as I used to, is it dehydrates you. Even though there's water in it, it dehydrates you because of the other things that are put into that water. Caffeine, artificial sweeteners, things along those lines.
He is unfortunately right about liquid IV. I know. I have to get Megan has to drink that a lot.
And this is why
her.
When I say I drink Gatorade, I'm not drinking flavored water. That is what it is. Gatorade is water that's flavored, but it's also designed.
So do you say LaCroix is not water?
It's not. I mean, everything is. It's just like
it's what it's called water. The name of the beverage is water.
Not just it doesn't say LaCroix water.
Sparkling water.
Thank you.
Yeah, LaCroix sparkling water.
Yeah, because it's more than just water, and it's usually flavored.
It's carbonated water.
We call it. What do we call? What do they call those? The flavored Sprite. What is it? What is that called typically?
Soda.
No. I wasn't going there. I can't remember the name. If there's a specific name for it, but like, it's not. This is the total Wheeler thing. When you say I'm drinking water, I think it's just water.
But
when I'm drinking Crystal Light, I'm drinking Crystal Light. When I'm drinking Gatorade, I'm drinking Gatorade.
But if I was
so that's just how my brain works.
But if I was drinking a liquid IV, I could say I'm drinking water.
Well, no, it's a liquid IV. Mm. It's got other stuff in it. Like water's just water, and everything else has water. It's just got other stuff too.
All right,
I have a better idea.
This isn't
Let's light his chair on
as
fire.
I thought it was going to be.
Let's light his chair on fire and see if he can yap his way out of that one.
If I'm having chicken noodle soup and I put sriracha in it, I'm having chicken noodle soup with sriracha in it. It doesn't change that it's chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's eating sriracha stew now. He's still having chicken noodle soup. He's just put a little bit of spicy sauce in it.
The things that we put in, whether it's a Gatorade or just doing it ourselves.
Crystal Light is not actively harming his body.
Well.
I didn't say that it was or wasn't, but you're adding elements to it that change what it is.
Yes.
But it
doesn't counteract it.
It might. Don't know if it does. If it has artificial sweeteners, then it does counteract it. Because artificial sweeteners make you need to pee, and if you have to pee, then you're going to be dehydrated.
So I should stop drinking water again.
No, I'm not. And again, if you just said I got Crystal Light in here, I would have never even have said a word. I'd have been like, that's cool. Crystal Light's good. I love Crystal Light. Or Propel or any of the other flavored waters. They're all good.
Propel.
I know. It's awesome.
So good. Man, I could use a liquid IV right about now. I'm feeling dehydrated myself. Yep.
I think I've got a few on my desk if you want one.
Perhaps. Well, I think you're drinking water, Dave. If it matters, Andrew and I have your back.
Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't
we
have
think
your
you're
back.
And
it's got to be better than just soda.
My Mountain
absolutely.
Dew.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
My Mountain Dew Overdrive is a little watered down. And you know what? I consider that drinking water.
I got so depressed about it last night, I drank a fifth of whiskey.
Is this what you want, Kevin?
Look at what you've wrought.
You put a little grape in there and Crystal Light, and you're like, look at my Kool-Aid.
Tell you this, my dehydrated ass was the number one in the fantasy draft last night.
Did you?
Nice.
That's right.
Who'd you take?
People I didn't know them.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
First overall.
But when you were finished, it said you have the best team. You got that little review thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
What was your review? What was your grade?
A.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've never gotten better than like a C-.
What do you mean the review? Does the app review you?
AI. It's an AI thing on the app. And they did that even before there was, quote, AI. Like they would just have their automated rankings. And say, basically what they're saying, Dave, is you drafted the combination of their highest rated players from their ratings in your draft compared to your peers.
I know that as I was going along, the next person I wanted, I got every time except Nick, who told me, like, don't take a quarterback until this round or that round. His little sneaky ass took Lamar Jackson in, like, the third round.
Oh.
When I was looking at him.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, see, I would not do that, what he did. I would wait, personally. There are two guys that are probably worth the risk there, and it's Jackson and Josh Allen.
Oh, I waited and I got Mahomes.
You're fine.
So.
You're totally fine. That's the point, though, is what did Nick miss out on in the third round that will be more scarce later compared to quarterbacks?
I can tell you this. I took exactly 2 seconds to make every pick. One, I didn't care. I'm competitive. It's going to be a fun year. But since I don't know anyone but their names, and I'm not going to do research, it was just like, next up, this guy. Sounds good. Click.
It is really frustrating. As somebody who likes football, and sometimes I'll do fantasy football, I'm not doing it this year, but like if you go through and you really try to think out who you're going to take and at what position and when, and then when you're done, the app gives you like a C-, and then the guy who like auto-drafted and just took next available every time gets like an A++, you're like, come on now.
Yeah. Well, but again, it's the nonsense of those, it's going entirely based off its own preset rankings.
Right.
So the guy that's doing
it's the flavored water of fantasy football apps.
The guy that's doing the auto draft is literally taking the highest rated guy every time he picks.
Yeah.
So that's why the system's going to be like, you did great.
That's true. Right.
By their standards, yeah.
But that's not always wrong either. I mean, right? Like these rating systems, their rankings are generally pretty damn good. They vary from website to website and service to service, but they are those for a reason because they've looked at previous performance and calculated stuff.
Okay, that's how you start a show.
Yeah, see?
Take a break, come back and do some more. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Rach, there's a new standard for the perfect man.
Oh, let's hear it.
There are three criteria, and I think I come pretty close.
Okay.
But I think you're going to disagree.
Okay.
Beefy.
All right.
Placid.
Placid?
That's where I thought you'd disagree. And politically ambiguous.
All right.
So women want a big, beefy dude who's not super excitable, who you really don't know his politics.
Why would you not want to know?
I mean, like...
I think it's not a deal breaker.
I think, like, he doesn't...
He doesn't advertise it.
He doesn't advertise
it. That I could not agree more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you're going to eventually figure that out.
And placid, I just took to mean calm, which I'm not, so.
Chill.
Yes, Google Dictionary says not easily upset or excited. I mean, I have a kind of disagree with that. Placid has a little bit of like a negative.
To me, too.
Like, placid almost seems dull.
Like, almost, if someone called you placid, I would take that as like insulting.
Yeah.
Maybe like, just the way the word sounds, I'm not sure.
I guess, but like dull, but almost in like a, like a not complimentary way. Like not, you're so calm and chill and relaxed.
What more if someone
like,
called you beefy?
I get that one a lot, so I'll take beefy.
Yeah.
I guess we're wrong
that works
with placid.
In my favor.
They're saying, coming from the Latin, it means pleasing or gentle, and it's most commonly used to describe a person who's not easily irritated.
I think you're right. I think that we have... given it a new meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the modern connotation's a little different than
that. I think calm would be better if that's what they're going for.
Yeah, chill would be a pretty good one.
I mean, you're definitely not like a small guy, but I wouldn't be like, oh, Dave Glover, he's beefy.
It's the first word you use. Beef on the hoof.
That's a beefy, placid,
non-ambiguous
guy. Have you not met Dave? Yeah, he's that beefy, placid guy over there. Yeah, you know the one. You clocked him right when you walked in. You were like, look at that beefy, placid fellow.
I'm trying to think of like who fits that archetype. Like a celebrity or something.
Yeah, like Winnie the Pooh.
Like, I guess like The Rock. The Rock, I don't really know his politics. He doesn't seem to get riled up about much, and he's definitely, I guess, beefy could be used to describe The Rock.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't want to hear it, but maybe a John Cena type?
Oh. I'm thinking Travis Kelce, too.
Oh, yeah,
other
for sure.
Other than the fact that he, like, pushed Andy Reid and he got all upset, so.
He's become he's very, placid. Very placid.
I was going to say.
He's become
think,
very placid since then.
Come on. He's not placid. He's like one of the, he's in the top 1% of the most aggressive humans on Earth.
It's like we all got a word of the day calendar.
I know.
We're trying it out.
Like, come
this
on.
This water tastes very placid.
This really is, I need to stop saying this is happy hour. This is more like group therapy.
Yeah.
Like we're just missing the person
here's,
leading
Here's the thing
it.
You got to understand right. about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, the teacher got up to go to the bathroom, and yeah. we're all just yeah. like sitting
and
here.
And one of us took over and said, well, he's gone. Yeah. I think I'm beefy
like,
and plastic.
Rachel, you're in charge of the class. You guys are like, oh, he is not going to take us in a good direction.
Yeah. Now, a professional football player is not placid. He might act like it when he's with his girlfriend, but he's not.
You know, this brings me to something I had on the Google Doc, if you don't mind me sure. hijacking this for a second here, Dave. The Kelces are so, they love attention. Like, everyone on that show, everyone on that in that family has a show, has a podcast. They're always yapping about something because yeah. I guess they just don't have enough money, so they need to squeeze as much money out of their fans as they possibly can. I don't know what's going on. They like the spotlight.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's dad just did a podcast or something talking about the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he thinks Taylor Swift was getting a little antsy about the engagement. Like, I guess putting pressure on Travis to propose. And Travis was able to put her off for another week
Way
so
go,
that
Dad.
He could propose perfectly. Dude, if someone said that about me and my engagement, I would be like, what are you talking? Like, don't tell people that. I'm yeah. like pressuring my boyfriend into proposing to me. That's not like a flattering thing to say necessarily.
I agree. Yo, ball and chain got him hooked.
Taylor Swift.
She suckered him into one.
She won't shut up. She just wants to get engaged.
My favorite part of this, too, is like all the dudes that are like, oh, but guess who knows who's going to wear the pants in that relationship. Like, he's independently wealthy. If she dumps him, he's not destitute.
Yeah, he's been a professional athlete for like 20 years.
So he'll be worth hundreds of millions instead of billions if she dumps him. It's like he can have any voice he wants. It's not like yeah. he's dependent upon Taylor Swift. He's not as famous, but he's perfectly fine.
And with a placid personality like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's ever so beefy.
I have a hot take on him.
Let's hear it.
Travis?
Yeah. I think they really like each other.
Hmm.
I get the overexposure. I am annoyed by the Kelce family. I don't know who gives a rat's ass what his mom has to say on a podcast. All of that annoys the hell out of me. But those two seem legitimately like they really like each other.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm with you. I'm not one of the people who are like, this is going to be great for the album coming out in 2 months or whatever. Like, I do just happen to think like, yeah, you know what? Maybe they're in love. Yeah.
It does seem like it. And I guess I didn't know this when they first got together, but they got together because Travis Kelce went to one of her concerts, like wasn't a huge fan or anything, went to the concert and then just completely fell under the Taylor Swift spell. And then was like, I'd love to meet her. And then they met and started dating. So, yeah. like, that's cute and sweet that, you know, he was so won over by her performance.
I don't, let me go back and reiterate this whole new phenomenon where Lara Trump has a podcast and she's going to be a senator and all, like, this Nepo stuff has gotten, to me, way out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when Nick was pretty young, and for anyone who knows my son Nick, you know that he's smarter and funnier than me. And so to the point that when he was at Mizzou, I tried to talk him out of leaving college and moving to Chicago and joining Second City. But when I brought up to him going into show business, he said, there's no way I'm going to be that guy. I'm not going to be Dave Glover Jr. You've already done it. I'm going to go cut my own path. But there are very few people who seem to want that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
The moment in Dave Glover's life, he was the closest to being gay. This is it. First time I saw this video, George Michael. I'd never seen such a beautiful human in my life.
He was kind of insane looking.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. He's got that, and I'm working this. And you tell me there's a God? Well, I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, well, one of you is still standing.
Wow.
Jeez.
Sorry. I'm just saying, you're not without gifts. That's all I'm saying.
I kind of don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go from that. You beat him.
A lot
you
of good it did George Michael.
You're winning.
Yeah, right.
I mean, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, that too.
Wow. Attorney Brad Young, who we may need, is here with us.
Yeah, George will sue me from the dead.
The estate of George Michael. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, oh, by the way, I'll look for you at the game tonight.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
Nice.
Section 104, I'll be there.
Okay, we're pretty close. Section 250. It's going to be delightful. Delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect night.
Okay, so we have Brad on. Let's just call a spade a spade. We're going to have him on every day. We said Thursdays, but now we're just having him on all the time because he's such a great guest. We're going to talk about some legal matters and all of these. Sometimes just because something is a legal matter, it doesn't interest me, but all of these are really, really interesting. Trump says that he has fired federal governor Lisa Cook, the Fed governor. She says he has no authority to fire her. So even going back before law school, Brad, I have always understood that there was a line drawn between the Federal Reserve and the rest of the government. So is that not the case, or just not as much of the case as I thought it was?
Well, it is the case, which is why you and I have talked about before that law schools are going to be studying what Trump has done for years.
Yes.
Because they're always right on the edge. They're almost like law school exams. So, yes, the Federal Reserve is what's called a quasi-independent body. And so under the law, I even looked it up today, under 12 USC, United States Code, the only way that a president can reserve or rather fire someone on the Federal Reserve Board is, quote, for cause, mm-hmm. unquote. Now, he's saying that it's because she committed mortgage fraud. There's no proof of that. We haven't seen any proof of that. So the real question is this for cause, or is that what we call pretextual, meaning he's just saying that's the reason. But the real reason is he just wants to pack the Fed with his own people.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, the Supreme Court just ruled earlier this year that you cannot remove anyone from the Fed board unless it's for cause. And they said that in a case involving the National Labor Relations Board. So we'll have to see how well this for cause claim shakes out in court.
And I know it's very amorphous, but do we know basically what he's alleging that she did?
No. I mean, we've only heard allegations of mortgage fraud. I tried to find the details of this. I couldn't find any. I mean, all they're saying is mortgage fraud. So that could be anything.
Yeah.
Or it could be nothing. You know, that's the thing here. It might not be anything at all. But the bottom line is, even this current Supreme Court ruled just a few months ago, whenever there was an issue with the NLRB, you cannot remove, they said in the opinion, you cannot remove anyone from the Fed unless it's for cause. So we'll have to see what that for cause is.
So on the flag burning, once again, it, way before WashU, I had always known that it was legal to burn the flag. And my dad, who was he was a Democrat, but he was a union Democrat. He was one of the most conservative people I've ever known. And, you know, World War II, when he was 16 years old, the whole thing. But I remember my dad, because he was very vocal about it. You know, I spilled my blood. I put my life at risk so that people would have these rights. Like, he's like, I would want to kick someone's ass if I saw them burning the flag, but they have the constitutional right to do that. And I went to war for the Constitution. And now Donald Trump has issued some sort of an executive order, I guess, saying that if you burn the flag, you're going to prison for a year. And immediately someone did it right outside the White House, who's now being prosecuted.
And this is such an easy legal issue. I mean, it was 1989, went to before the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Johnson, and the court overturned 48 state laws that prohibited the desecration of the American flag. So then Congress passed a law saying you can't do it, and the court dealt with that issue a year later in U.S. versus Eichmann. This was in 1990. The court said you still can't burn a flag, even if Congress prohibits it. So now we've got the Supremes have said the states can't ban it. The Congress can't ban it. And an executive order is far less authoritative than either one of those two. So this is easy. The courts are going to strike this down. And even though burning the flag, I think, is reprehensible, dare I say immoral, it is not illegal.
Okay. And a Wisconsin judge at some point helped an illegal immigrant to get out of the courthouse. And I guess the courts have held that she is not immune from being charged.
Yeah, because under laws of every state, including right here in Missouri, judges have immunity for things that they do in the furtherance of their judge duties. And so they can't be prosecuted for being a judge. So I thought this was really interesting, because the facts in this case are that she hustled out an illegal immigrant and told him and his attorney where to go and hide because ICE was coming in. And she said this fell under her immunity to, quote, manage the comings and goings in her courtroom, unquote. And so that was her whole defense here. So I'm immune. And the federal courts already ruled, nah, that's not immunity. You can't, if you're shielding someone from getting arrested, that is not your judicial duties. So she's going to face trial. And if she's convicted, she's going to be removed from the bench, probably lose her law license. And I doubt that she serves jail time, because you really don't want judges in jail. Yeah. I mean, come on, we've all seen Shawshank, right? You don't want a judge going into that. So, but she will be prosecuted.
So anytime we have you on, I always like to at least ask you one political question. And if you guys don't know, Brad does a lot of work down at 97.1. Brad is very conservative, but he's calls balls and strikes, very fair dealer, I think. And when Donald Trump like wore the hat last week that said Trump was right about everything, I find that terrible. I think it's a stain on the Oval Office, and I wouldn't care whether it was a person I voted for or a person I campaigned for. But okay, he's trolling, and I get he's the master troller. But what does bother me for a different reason is this sycophantic praise worship meeting that we have like once a month with the cabinet, where yesterday for 3.5 hours, they just literally went one by one and just fawned all over him. This bothers me for my country, that all of the, first of all, that they think that that's what we want, and that they're willing to do that, that there are that many people who've made it that far in life, that they're in the cabinet of the United States of America, and yet they're doing this stuff. And I'm just wondering, for you as a conservative, how it hits you.
It does bother me, because literally your cabinet, and I'm going back to Abraham Lincoln here, the cabinet isn't supposed to be a rubber stamp. It's not supposed to be a bunch of sycophants. Now, I would say in the last 20 years, it's probably become that. But what we're seeing right now, under both Republicans and Democrats, but now it seems to be at the apex of that sycophant in the cabinet. But look at Abraham Lincoln. He had Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a great book called Team of Rivals. And she chronicled how Lincoln had all of his political enemies as his cabinet, because he wanted their opinions to go against his own, to come up with the right opinion. And nobody does that anymore. No Republicans, no Democrats. But that's really what you want, because you're going to get differing opinions to come to the best solution. But the current cabinet isn't interested in the best solution. They're interested in the solution that makes Trump feel good about their position, frankly, so they don't get fired. I mean, that's the way that I see it.
Wheels, thoughts?
I think the way that you described, I think the most important thing is debate, discussion, argument, not just
like whether I'm drinking water or not.
Exactly. We're a democracy here. And I mean, you get to decide, but we get to go back and forth. If you sat here and just said, you must all say yes, Dave, every time we said something, that would be pretty weird, wouldn't it?
Emperor has no clothes.
Would you enjoy that?
No.
If you just had nothing but people walking around going, you know what, Dave, you're right. Not only are you right, you're the best. In fact, you're not just the best. You're the best ever.
And like, you know, I've seen, to make it more relevant, I've seen radio shows, big radio shows, taken down by just that.
I mean,
it's not just allowing other opinions.
It says a lot about you if that's what you desire.
Yeah, and when I used to have my show on KMOX during the evenings on Wednesday nights, I always said, listen, I'm only going to take calls for the next half hour of people who disagree with me. And I would get lots of calls of people disagreeing with me and loved it. And about half the time they would hang up whenever I'd make too good of points that they couldn't refute. So they'd hang up. Okay, I loved that, right? But the point being is, it's just like in our criminal justice system or our civil justice system, that you have a clash of both sides.
Yeah.
And from that clash comes something that we call the truth. And you're not getting that in a cabinet where everyone is just praising you for everything you do. That's not happening.
Very good. That's Brad Young. Brad, we appreciate it, pal. Thank you so very much.
Hey, always a pleasure, Dave.
148 DGS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Janelle's going to join us at 3 p.m. talk about some movies that she's seen and entertainment. DGS Happy Hour. Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4 p.m. Lots to talk about with the Cardinals. Wondering how out on an island I am on this one. I was just thinking last night, everyone I know owns at least one laptop. I've never owned a laptop. I've had computers in my home. I've never purchased a computer for me. All I know how to do literally is Google, buy things on eBay, and send email. That's it. And I remember one time shopping for a laptop because I felt just out of the loop. And the guys tell me all these things. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Code? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I even doing in this store? This is I just feel so stupid. Mm. It'd be like going to buy a javelin. Like,
but it's super fun to throw.
How far can someone throw this? Like, really far if you're good at it. And I'm like, oh.
I want Dave to become a hacker so bad.
Yeah, yes. You could do it. You could be a hacker.
Dave, I've never owned a laptop.
No,
I have them. This is a work one. I don't own them.
Say I've never.
No, I mean, like
I've only seen you staring at one.
No, I know. I've never purchased one.
I've never done that. Right there.
Yeah. No, I said
he's
I don't.
Lying to the audience.
Yeah. No, it's the truth. I don't own this. This is Odyssey's.
Do you do any more with it than what I described?
Here, no. I mean, but I know my kid uses it for like it's her TV when she goes on flights. It's. Yeah. You know, instead of an iPad, essentially, so because it's got more capabilities
like,
than
for
that.
For example, if you said, we're holding Nick and Phoebe Glover at gunpoint, here's a laptop, create a document, I'd be like, I'm going to miss those kids.
Nah, you can easily do it. It's super easy and intuitive. I mean, we have a PC at home, and it's no different. I mean, I know that the computing powers are all based on what's on the inside, but, you know, I think they're useful. If I didn't have the PC at home, I would definitely have a laptop.
Yeah, I was going to ask Dave, didn't you like in the, I mean, I felt like in the late 90s, everybody was buying like Windows 98 or what have you. Did you ever have a desktop in your home?
No.
Really?
No. No. I mean, Maureen had one.
I was going to say, but I figured she would have one.
Which again, I would use to buy things on eBay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't know anything else. And I remember shopping for a regular computer when I started my law firm. And going to Best Buy, and the guy said, this is a Pentium 2 something, flip
nut
hooker.
Processor, yeah.
And he goes, dude, there will literally never be a faster computer. And I was like, well, I doubt that's true, but it seems like you're not giving me good advice here.
I've seen Terminator. I feel like we have a ways to go.
Yeah. No, those things are great. I mean, if I did, because I've had an iPad, you know, I'd say I'd rather have a laptop than an iPad.
Isn't it interesting, though, on a larger scale, how the world is just full of these things, and so many of them are meaningless to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a rat's ass about country music. Yeah. It just missed me.
Yep.
Or I avoided it or something. Mm-hmm. And I've got friends who live, good friends, who live for it. They're like, you got to come to see Cooter and the Bear with me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, clipping my toenails.
Yep. And then there are things that hit for us that other people are like,
exactly.
Boring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What have you missed out on? What just missed you?
That's such a good question. Gosh. I mean, it sounds silly, but like Minecraft is really big with a lot of people. Like people really enjoy it. And I feel like if it would have come out maybe 10 or 15 years earlier when I was still a kid, I would have been like deep into Minecraft. But as it came out when I was, you know, 25-ish.
A little busy.
I was a little busy. But I think I would have really enjoyed it had I gotten into it. But now it feels too intimidating to learn to do it.
Yeah, it does not look enjoyable at this point. Also, Rachel said this many times, and I completely agree with her. We missed out on making TikToks.
and like Instagram, dumb Instagram stuff and all that. Like, oof, boy, that would have been a dangerous pit to fall
thank
into.
God I missed out on that because I would have embarrassed myself really, really badly.
Yeah, I believe that. Knowing you, I mean, like a 13-year-old rage.
Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah.
Whatever was coming out of my brain at that point.
And I also think that I'm so situationally passionate that I could have gotten into like country music, you know, had sure. I been introduced to it, I'd have been like, my father and my mother were sister and brothers. Why I got no fingers. You know, it's like I would have been like all wearing straw hats. You know what?
We could get you into country music now.
Like, do you think country music people wear straw hats?
You know, they're chewing on their wheat or whatever.
Chewing on a piece of wheat, whittling.
But again, we all have stereotypes of things we're not into.
I'm making a whistle for my goat.
Like, try being a guy who's seen Bigfoot. And every time it's on television, it was just on CNN, that there's a Bigfoot convention. And every hayseed you've ever seen was at this convention looking dumber than the next person. Well, I could have been at that convention going like I was at the top of Vail. They'd be like, okay, idiot.
I seen him too.
I seen him too.
I seen him.
He looked right at me. I get it.
We connected.
Yeah.
David.
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 I missed out on the whole like drama. Like, celebrity drama, reality TV drama, like that just missed me completely, thank God.
But like, would you have been in danger of falling into
I
that?
Don't know. I'm just glad it missed me. Because I don't
we
get
can
it.
We get you into it now.
I don't get it. I don't get the drama over dating shows,
it's
over
not too late.
Reality shows, over celebrities' lives. I mean, you guys saw it. I was pissed yesterday. It's like all my whole Twitter feed is basically sports, and it all became about stupid celebrity drama. Ooh, they're getting married. I don't care.
Stupid wedding girl stuff. Ew.
Well, no, like, it's fine.
About that. Kevin as the first married bachelor.
Existed in the world where it's supposed to be. Don't take over a different world with it.
It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
That's the kind of thing she would put on TikTok.
There you go. So you should be making it. You guys, it's not too late. You guys can still be content creators.
We'll be content creators if you become the first married bachelor.
No, but I'll be a content creator if you do.
All right, we're doing our first ever show TikTok dance on the break.
Oh, we're not doing a dance.
Oh, we're dancing, Wheels.
I was going to stitch something. I don't know how to do
booty.
It. I don't know how to.
Make it clap, Wheels.
I got to find it first.
I'll find it for you.
Shirt's back there.
I'll find that app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.